I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're focusing this hour on the fallout from President Trump's travel ban on refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority nations. Reaction to the ban is coming from all over the globe and from across the political spectrum. In Britain, Nadeem Zahawi is a conservative member of parliament. In other words, he's a lawmaker in Prime Minister Theresa May's governing party. He's also an Iraqi-born British citizen. Zahawi and his wife have twin sons who are studying at Princeton. So when Trump signed that paper ordering the travel ban on Friday, they were immediately concerned.
When the order came through over the weekend by Saturday, because we are both born in Iraq, our understanding, and an immigration lawyer friend in New York said that you will be banned because country of origin is one of the seven countries, not your naturalized country. That would be obviously the United Kingdom. We've now had further clarification, and I pay tribute to my Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, who worked the whole of Sunday and into the night to get clarification that neither dual nationals who have British citizenship nor, like myself and my wife, people who are born in countries like Iraq who are British citizens, naturalized, will be impacted by the ban. Although there's some confusion because the US Embassy in London and in Germany is saying the opposite at the moment, but we're seeking further clarification. It would mean that it would be impossible for us to visit the country that we've always loved and revered for its values. Our two sons, our eldest sons, are twins at Princeton University in New Jersey, are having a wonderful time. But you know, for about 48, 72 hours, it was a pretty difficult, harrowing, and demeaning, sad situation, to be honest with you.
Isn't it still demeaning for you?
Yes, it is, in the sense that it feels slightly surreal that we're in 2017 and we could be in 1930 Europe. It is demeaning. I hope President Trump will change his mind and revoke this presidential order, because I tell you why. The real concern for me is that this is counterproductive to our fight against ISIL, Daesh. My prime minister, I think, made a brilliant speech eloquently explaining why we not only have to defeat Daesh on the battlefield, which we're doing together, but we also have to defeat them ideologically. And today they are referring to this ban as the blessed ban because it plays into their narrative that the United States is against the whole of Islam and the United States actually administers collective punishment to Muslims.
Mm. You complimented Prime Minister Theresa May for her words about this, but she's come under criticism for initially refusing to condemn the policy as strongly as other European leaders. And now she has said she disagrees. Do you think a stronger line is needed from your party leader?
Well, she's not one that shoots from the hip. She went from Washington to Ankara, so many hours of flying, landed in Ankara, into meetings and then a press conference. As soon as she landed in the UK at midnight on Saturday, she instructed her foreign secretary and her home secretary to immediately get in touch with the White House to secure British citizens' rights and make sure that they are protected and can travel freely wherever they're from, whether dual nationals or, in my case, born in Baghdad, Iraq. And she made clear that she disagreed with the policy and would not be implementing it in the UK. So I think she acted firmly, robustly, and has been a critical friend to what is our strongest alliance in the world with the United States of America. And I genuinely would send a message to President Trump is to say, look, you are a big man. You are a powerful man, a compassionate man. His last statement talked about his compassion, a Christian. And I hope he's a big enough man to be able to reconsider this order and repeal it.
Nadeem Zahawi, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.